How would you keep it, how would you keep it
straight?
Straight, yeah.
Keep it a line, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you'd measure from this corner here over to here.
I see.
And you could sight back from your stake over here, 4.5 feet, and see whether you was in line or not with this corner. And then you'd go up here and go in this corner and do the same thing and look back over.
Now, the 4.5 feet would be this direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the stake from here to here would be a little longer, wouldn't it?
Yes, that'd be about 8 feet.
About 8. I see. Yeah. Somebody told me about that once. I didn't quite.
I think a fence rail is 10.5 feet long. That's, we cut them that long. So this. This rail here, as I call it, that'd be 10 feet from out here to here. You lapped over about 8 inches so that it'd stay put.
Mm-hmm.
The weight would keep the fence from blowing over.
Do you have a ground chunk you put
under
it?
A ground chunk under each corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You heard that somewhere else, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but I didn't quite understand how it went. So
well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, what other kinds of fences did you have?
Well, we had a barbed wire fence before we could buy a woven fence. We had a barbed wire fence. Mm-hmm. You'd stretch one barbed wire, one above the other, and you'd use about 10 barbed wires, one above the other, and make it hog-proof. It was awful hard work and awful slow. Then we got so you could get woven fence like we have now, and we used that. And all you had to do that was to set your post and stretch it.
I see. How about, was wood the only thing you used? Or did you use anything else to make wooden wire?
No. We had wooden posts or iron posts.
Never had any rock or stone?
No.
Uh-huh. And, well, do you have any of these fences? Well, I see one right out here where you have the slats every so often.
Well, that was a gate. That was a gate slatted up and down.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever have a fence that was all, the whole fence was made that way?
Which?
With these slats?
Yeah, we had a picket fence that they used to make. We don't use that anymore.
Do you ever call that anything else?
That was called a picket fence all of my time.
Uh-huh. Even if it was flat. Even if the pickets were flat on the top.
Yeah.
Okay. Ever called it a palin fence?
Well, I've had heard of it called a palin fence. We always called it a picket fence. That's what you call, when you go to buy a fence like that, they call it a picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
10 feet in a row.
Yeah. Or you never called it a stake and rider fence?
Well, a stake and rider fence was made out of rails. It is made, this. You could put a stakes on this fence, put a rail on top, and then what we call a locket. Stick a half a rail up the side of the rail on top of the main rail fence, and that would hold. That would keep it from blowing down.
Oh, I see. That piece would go from here to here, huh?
Yeah. No.
No?
It is good about here.
Oh, I see. It would go off.
And you'd set your stakes right in here by the side of the rail you put on top, and that would hold it from blowing over.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. What'd you call that top piece? Anything particular?
I don't know. It was just a common ordinary fence rail.
Uh-huh. I see. Don't see any of them anymore, do you?
No.
Well, you said that you didn't have a loft at all in your barn, huh?
Yes, I've got a hayloft in the barn. I told you I climbed up, had a ladder fixed in one corner to climb up to it.
But you, is this different from the mow?
Well, some people call them a loft, and some people call them a mow.
I see. but you ordinarily call it
a mow.
I see.
Yeah. Some people does call them the hayloft, then we call them